You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Castle After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Castle After Show.
Hello, hello. Welcome. Bing is for doing, and we are doing another episode here of Castle Season 5, Episode 100. Before we introduce ourselves, would you do that little dancing?
We're just dancing.
It's the musical version.
I am your host, Bam Erickson. Thank you guys for watching. I want to introduce the panel.
Yes. Hi, I am Paige Sullivan.
I'm Samara Bay.
And I'm Marie Samara. She's like, I'm Samara Bay. I'm
like, it's not really fancy.
Like, I didn't even like say anything out today. Like, I'm Samara Bay. I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm just Larice.
I'm just Larice.
And we're just here doing the
100th episode.
Yes!
That's exciting.
So what did you guys think of the 100th episode?
I think we should have brought cake to celebrate, but I liked it. I was actually expecting a little more out of it. I thought it would be a little funnier, but throughout the whole episode, I was kind of thinking like, oh, this is a weird 100th episode. You know, I mean, it was weird, but at the end, I got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It required a lot of setup.
Yes. It did.
And it required, I mean, as we all know from watching it, and we'll go into more detail, but there were two very obvious different murder plots. Mm-hmm. And because there were two instead of the usual one, they both got like half the time, and it was sort of confusing what we were supposed to be focusing on. And there wasn't a lot of like new information that I needed to like write down to remember. It was all pretty... You know.
It was just kind of quick, though. You know, like you said, it was just two different murders and everything. The whole Castle murder, it was just like, what's going to happen? But I can kind of relate to her because it's kind of like just being injured and just sitting in the house of boredom. Your mind do start to wonder, like, man, like, anything is possible right now.
You were injured like, for a while, too.
Yeah. So I understand his pain.
Mm-hmm. I was expecting more, but...
It was a bit fluffy.
I was expecting more, but it was different. And so for their 100th episode, I respect that they went different with it. And it was a little more fun, more lighthearted.
Yeah.
And it kind of, for some, it may have kept people very suspenseful and on their feet. But I think for the most part, just with it being April 1st, April Fools, I wasn't expecting much. I was expecting something very, you know, very fluffy, lighthearted, and so.
I did as well, and that's why I was kind of thrown off, because at first I didn't really feel very jovial and lighthearted. I kind of was really wrapped up in these murders, and like you said, I was kind of on my toes. I was that person. I was nervous. I was worried.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I love that. That's really nice.
Thank you. I thought that was like, you know, somebody's like, you got something on me. I thought it was like April Fool's or something.
Another April Fool's
joke. Thanks, Bam.
For those of you who are just listening, to catch you up to speed, Paige is wearing a very cool necklace.
I am.
And it apparently caught Bam's eye. I'm wearing a scarf. I was hoping you'd.
I noticed.
Speaking of attire, though, Becca looked good this episode.
Her hair was down,
and I, like, envy her hair. I know this is a very girly topic, but we were talking about how they've had her in a very conservative look the last couple of episodes. And going along with the fun theme, she was looking more loose and carefree these episodes. But in regards to the jovialness and the lightheartedness, I thought it would be more lighthearted than it was. I thought it would be less focused on murders. I almost kind of thought the murder that they were working on at the precinct wouldn't have... been part of this show. You know, I think it would have made more sense maybe just to have the castle aspect and be like, oh, Beckett's at work, you know, and it's have funny Castle because, doing that.
Right, and it's funny because I feel like Castle brings those fantastic one-liners when he's kind of like playing, you know, playing that version of himself that's very confident. And because they sort of stripped him of that, because here he is trying to convince people of something nobody will believe, he also is like the sad sack of the episode and he doesn't have the one-liners. And so we're left being like, that's almost funny.
But now that I think about it, it will make sense that he's not working in the precinct because he's done this for 99 episodes, and so it's a refresh. It's very refreshing for him to be able to sit and not be a part of something that he has been a part of for 99 episodes.
But
so I get what they were doing.
But still, he was very much part of the episode because he's at the whole entire time he was at home. He was like, "I'm not at the precinct, but I'm still trying to solve a murder case."
Well, not a part of the episode, but as a part of the murder at the precinct.
Because
his life is
being a detective.
Yeah,
this was also a great way for them to incorporate all of the main characters. You know, his mother got to get involved. Alexis got to get involved.
She was finally back after Paris
after she survived being abducted.
Right.
But they got to incorporate a little bit of everybody in this episode, and I think that's what they try and do in a 100th episode.
It's true. Gates got to, you know.
We didn't see Lainey.
She was at the party.
She was at the party.
Yeah, but she didn't get to do anything. Yeah. I don't think she had a single line.
She didn't sing a line, but I'm not mad at her. I mean, she's a cat. She's
I'm mad at her.
It's not her fault, listen.
Like, please.
I'm sorry, that's an urban term. But
I'm sorry.
The urban guy. What I mean is that, because she's a regular, you know, she's a regular, and she has one scene, and she's getting paid, and she's a regular, so it's kind of like, you know, I can't.
Can't be mad at her.
Can't be mad at her.
Right, it's a check. It's a check. Don't worry.
Paige, you sounded so urban when you said that.
Yeah. If only everybody could see what I look like right now.
You know something else I noticed?
What?
That Espo and Ryan came to the house, which we don't see often, and then Castle and Becky were in bed together. We've never seen that.
No, that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was
and
weird.
They also were clothed, so it seemed very sort of asexual. And also, he was.
And even in the kitchen, though, she was in like her yoga pants and t-shirt in the morning.
She was wearing blue, just like
like me. But I was kind of. I liked seeing that. I liked seeing her out of uniform. I feel like she's always. I don't know what it is, but they dressed her. Something about her jacket today, all with the lace up arms and stuff. I just feel like for her personality, that isn't something she'd be wearing.
But agreed. There was some weird stuff.
There was some weird outfits, like the turtleneck and the lace-up jacket.
She always wears turtlenecks, though. The
what
turtleneck,
is with that?
I don't know.
Come on, this is 2013.
She's so professional, but you know what?
It's hard to look as hot as she does and get taken seriously, Paige.
Well, it's funny. My dad caught an episode on TNT of Castle, and then he caught an episode after watching one of our after shows. He watched the newer episodes, and he goes, what? She's sexier. She's so sexy now. And it's true, though. If you compare, I feel like she's been really kind of, you know, she's very beautiful, obviously, but even the way they do her hair, it's like sexy beach hair. She does look good.
But, you know, I actually kind of noticed that tonight, like at the end of the episode when she went to the apartment and she was looking back at Castle, and I was like, man. Becky looks gorgeous tonight.
She's pretty bronze. She was looking like a golden goddess. Yeah.
She was.
She knew it. How about that line when she's like, look at me.
I thought she's, ever since her hair got longer. And since season 3, she's been hot to me ever since. And she's tall, so I think
it was like
tall
tonight, she just really stood out to me. I was just like, wow.
Well, because we never really see her dressed up. She was in a dress. Yeah, her hair was in an up-to.
This is our after show.
But it's true. I mean, for the 100th, it's almost as if she dressed up for a 100th episode. Yeah. You know? It's a party. It's exciting. True. And so they had her dress the part.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of parts... Body parts. Let's go into the murder.
The real one.
The precinct murder.
Yes.
Okay.
It was kind of weird, though, because, like, for the guy to have, like, a light around his head, I was like, this is not believable. I thought it was, like, fake.
My first thought was that Castle is going to be, like, Italian. Just because of the way he is. Mm-hmm. But it was very much a planned murder from the get-go, and they could tell by the light, the fact that this guy had a... infrared light that blocked the cameras. So you kind of knew that somebody was out to get this girl who was killed, Clara. Yeah. And I thought it would be more straightforward than it was. And the way it wrapped up was kind of like we've said in previous Castle episodes where the murder isn't the focus. It kind of wraps up in a pretty bow real fast.
Yeah. And with information we were never privy to, so there was no way we could have, like, on our own at home, you know, solved the murderer.
At first, yeah. I thought it was the husband just because the way he kind of interacted in the beginning. But there's, like, it's always that with Castle, you always have to wait. You never really know from the beginning, okay, well, I suspect this person. But I kind of suspected a husband in the beginning just because of the fact that it was a marriage.
You always suspect the husband, I feel like, when you watch a murder show. It's like, oh, let's find the husband.
And I suspected, of course, just because I'm, you know, I've seen these shows a number of times at this point. I suspected the security guard at the beginning.
Did you?
But then I was like, I felt like the camera stayed on the female one as she was staring at the thing in such a way that it seemed like she was innocent and she was watching it to see what happened.
Yeah.
There was two red flags. Of course, obviously, the bright light. There was the bright light and you couldn't see anyone's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the girl's back was totally facing the camera the whole time. And then even when the bat
hit
her head, it didn't seem like it wasn't connected. You could tell it seemed like it was a camera one. And I don't know if that was maybe just bad.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah, or, that's exactly what I was wondering. Yeah. Was it bad stunts?
It was bad stunts or because it wasn't one of those things where you could. Where it looked like it hit her head.
Well, I think that's also because they were staging it, and they are obviously not stuntmen, and they don't know how to do it, and so that's probably their fault. And if they'd looked further into it, they would have thought if they hadn't found the body, I think they would have looked more into it and said,
right.
What's going on? But the fact that there was a body in the trash, we just saw it on tape, I mean, why would you question
it? I know that it said there was multiple blunt traumas to the head, but the main one that we see on that film is in the... it was the back of the head, and then the main one that we see when we see the body is in the front. So I already had the red flag of suspicion.
And then, for me, the security guard runs out.
The guy. The male security guard.
The male security guard.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was a security guard and I just saw someone just get beat down, I wouldn't run outside, especially if I don't have a gun. Like, I will call the police. The footage is already there.
It's your job to protect people, man.
Yeah, they take an oath, I think.
I'm not mad at him.
A security guard that makes $8 an hour.
That's true. I probably
I'm sorry, is it just me or was... This is just going to make me sound like I'm being mean to the wardrobe crew, but, like, I did not understand their outfits. I thought that they were in, like, a prep school. I thought I was watching Glee, and school.
I've seen outfits like that on, like, not security guards, but, like, the front desk, you know? There's somebody who's at the front desk of an apartment building. They check your ID when you walk in. I feel like that's what it was. So maybe they weren't even security guards. Maybe they were just the front desk people who have to monitor the cameras.
Yeah.
Because there are people who just... monitor the cameras and call in when something weird's happening.
Although, as it turns out, once we find out the girl's background and how she's connected, it sounds like she has a history of being a security guard, and she used her security guard knowledge to pull this off or try to pull this off.
But you know the crazy thing was how Beckett found that little...
That was very unsatisfying because we had no idea. Like,
how she even noticed that? Because I didn't even notice when I watched it.
I was hoping for something else because when it clicked for her that it was staged, I was like, okay, this is going to be good. But then... the way that we find out it's staged was a little weird. I kind of felt like there could have been something else done. There could have been a different way to do it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you thought that it was going to be that she did get away with disappearing. I wanted that.
I would have preferred that because then nobody died. Oh, except for the girl in the trash.
But also, then it would have been a real... whoever the body had. But then it also would have been like a lovely parallel to the other murder, where the guy getting rid of the
body
of the ID, shredding the ID stuff, and like that whole idea of starting your life over, you know.
I don't know. You just said, I thought she was going to get away. So they kind of had me there, but I didn't think that, you know, there was a body in the trash. They know it's her. I mean, I didn't think that. But when they said stage, I thought... you know, something else was happening besides a murder.
But then at the same time, like, Claudia herself, this type of job that she has, in a sense, it is like a dangerous job because she is doing like a lot of audits for people, and people do get angry.
You make people mad.
I'm surprised they don't use different names or different...
identities.
Yeah, even just a different last name or something, a generic last name. If everybody was just Jane Smith, you know, Jane Smith from the IRS is calling you. Yeah. I feel like that would be appropriate, especially, like he said, our workers get threats every day, all day.
You're ruining people's lives.
You do. They ruin people's lives.
On behalf of the government.
On behalf of the government. And maybe these people should have paid their taxes for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't know their life. But I just think maybe that should be something the IRS should look into.
I mean, I guess they look at it in the sense that it don't always happen. Like, the percentage of something like that happening is probably, like, probably under 5%.
Yeah. Well, it turns out it's none of the people who were...
Yeah.
She audited anyways. Mm-hmm. So it kind of seems like the person closest to her, or who should have been closest to her. What I would have liked more out of this, going back to the fact that the husband, we do, you know, find out at the end, is the murderer. What I would have liked to know was why she was so scared of him before the murder. You know, yeah. What did he do to terrify her? Why was he so intimidating? Why did she need to get away? Was he abusive? Was, you know, I would have liked to see kind of a track record of what happened and what led up to that.
Well, we were shortchanged a bit on the character study.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because she questioned the husband. She, you know, checked his alibi, but I felt like there wasn't enough questions. Like, she asked about the $500,000 for mm-hmm. the policy, but we didn't get an answer. It kind of just froze.
Right, you're right.
And then we went into another scene. So I would have liked to have seen more questioning, but I will give them props for there were a sufficient amount of people who was in question for the murder. Mm-hmm. There was still about three or four, so that's pretty good because, you know, in a Castle episode, sometimes like seven. And so to be able to at least get in, like, I think there was maybe like four.
I think we had thickened a few times.
Yeah, we had Danny Renner, who is the guy she audited, and had the same car.
Yeah,
which is weird to me because how did her husband get that information? Did she tell him that his car was taken away? It kind of seemed weird to me. But I mean, this is me really looking into it and probably wanting, like, the info we didn't get.
Probably in pillow talk, you know, hey, honey.
Pillow talk.
Yeah, this guy, Danny, we just repossessed
him. We just took everything from him. Good night, sweetie.
You'll never guess what kind of car he had.
Right. But so it was really just Danny, Tommy Valentino, who is the shark.
Tommy Valentino.
Who I kind of love. I feel like we've had a lot of mobsters this season.
When it turned that way and she was getting money from him, I was like, oh God, not another one.
Right, I know. I was like, oh, it's the mob again. We just saw them last week.
From last week.
I feel like the one lesson to learn from Castle is just if you don't get involved with the mob,
you're good.
You won't die.
You're good.
You won't die.
Yeah, well, she was somehow involved with the mob. Right. I mean, apparently in a very legitimate way.
Right. He actually hired her.
You know, one of the key things is, like, especially when it's like a marriage and when one person actually died, most investigations starts off with the companion to see, like, any recent life insurance, any, like, drastic changes. Mm-hmm. And that, like, they didn't really fall into that until, like, almost the end of the murder.
Mm-hmm. You would have thought they would have saw that red flag that he took out the life insurance policy ahead of time.
They were probably just really distracted trying to pull off a certain something that was happening that week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. I think that they really could have. I think if this was any other episode, we would have had all the information we're looking for. But due to the way this was, I think this is just how it played out. But I don't know if you at home were wanting more out of this murder. I know I was. But you can check out iTunes and download our podcast. Listen to it and tell us what you thought, because it's the 100th episode. There was a lot going on. Two different murders, a birthday, a surprise party. So let us know your thoughts. Rate this episode. And you can also download the podcast app, which will organize all of your podcasts for you, whether they are AfterBuzz TV podcasts or not. It will download them automatically and kind of put them in order for you to watch. So you can do that so you always have your Castle AfterBuzz TV after show ready for you. And definitely don't forget to tell us what you're thinking, because this is a big episode for Castle.
It was.
And leading into after the murder, we have a murder.
Yeah, so we have
a murder.
We have two.
So Castle is, he's, I won't say bed rest, but, you know, he can't.
Home rest.
He's bored.
He's bored from a skiing accident. And so Alexis buys him some binoculars, and Ryan and Esposito see the binoculars as they're looking at the girl across the way.
Right.
And then, so of course, now Castle is curious to see what's going on, if he can, you know, see if there's any hanky-panky going on. And then this is
in
where
this huge business, this huge building across
That's the way from him that happens to have
all kinds of open windows.
Yeah. Mm. So before we get into the Castle's murder, have you guys ever witnessed or watched binoculars or just with your own eyes something that was across the way in your neighbor?
No.
I mean, but you know what? Like, living in a city area, like, everybody is your neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because cause the buildings are built straight up. So most apartment complexes, when you kind of look out the window,
there's another building.
It's like another building. And you might see people from time to time, but not to just stare at people.
I feel like my version from city living, both in New York and L.A., is not the kind where I'm actually seeking it out, mm-hmm. a la this episode, but more like I can't get away from either the sound, or in my current situation, it's also the sound, but it's not what you're thinking. It's this old guy who shares sort of like the outdoor airspace because mm-hmm. of our balconies, even though there's a sort of divide. And he's like, I'm going to talk about this on the air. He gets out on the balcony. He's like, he's like Eastern European something, I can't tell what. Old man, I was told he was a drunk when I moved in, whatever. And he's like out there smoking on this old-timey like phone from the 80s. And he's saying things into the phone like, you're my prostituta.
Oh my God.
And like crazy hours of the night.
That's so creepy.
It's horrible.
I was going to say, I don't spy on people, but I have this problem where like if I can hear them talking, I'm like, oh, what is happening? Or like, you know, people are fighting outside. You run to the window. You're like, oh, what's going on? Like
eavesdropping.
Yeah, I have an eavesdropping problem. I already have a staring problem, so I really can't do the window thing because I would get nothing done. I work from home, and it would just be bad, real bad. But I listen.
There's always noise in my building, and I just ignore it unless I hear someone coming in the gate or something, or noise because I'm the manager, so I'll mm-hmm. do that. But there's only one time where one of the neighbors left their blinds partially open. And sometimes
changing?
I get home late at night.
Bam.
And when I walk by, they was getting it in.
Hey, you know about it. I've seen that happen before.
I have like not.
They were getting, I didn't watch though.
Okay, well, if you're learning a lesson from Bam, close your blinds,
yeah,
please.
Close your blinds.
Yeah, before you get busy.
Yeah, they were getting it in, so, but you know.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
So now, speaking of getting it in, now let's get into this whole thing that Capsule mm-hmm. was witnessing, because it all started off with a guy and a girl getting it in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the right guy.
Yeah.
Apparently it was the other.
Lover.
The lover.
With the fedora.
Obviously.
Fedora.
And then the preppy looking man mm-hmm. walks in and he's the husband and catches. Doesn't catch them in the act, but mm-hmm. finds his phone under the bed. I thought the guy was getting away. Oh, the hat. I was going to say, I thought there was buzzing, but it was Bam's phone. That's why I thought he bent down, because I thought there was a phone buzzing, but it was your phone buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
There was a lot of phones during this episode. No, I did think that there was a funny moment when we were all watching the show together and we were back at the precinct and Beckett was like, why isn't Castle calling? And the phone was ringing like so hardcore in our studio because of Bam's
phone.
And I was like, why are they doing a scene about nobody calling and there's just endless ringing? Now I get it.
But they almost got away with it, and I kind of thought that was going to be the end of that lover situation. I thought I was going to move on to a new window and see the murder.
Yeah.
But apparently not, and it was interesting.
I knew that the story would continue because just how easy the lover, the side piece,
got away.
I was expecting for him to be caught in the act. But then he got away, and then so the next day when Castle, or the next moment when Castle was looking through his binoculars, now they have an argument, and Castle kind of calls it out that he thinks that they're going to start arguing about
the cheating,
because he can sense the tension. You know, the guy and the girl was being very distant toward each other, and then of course then when she goes into the room, he grabs a knife.
Right, and we only assume she is killed.
But why? Okay, this is my question. The blinds, the windows were completely open.
Right.
But then the bedroom now is completely closed.
Right. Because
time has passed.
It's the bedroom.
What did we learn? Shut your blinds if you're going to get it on. I mean, maybe that they just know that.
But you know
what? But what Bam is saying is they were open and then they were closed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nighttime. It's typical. But, like, realistically, I thought that, okay, he saw that first interaction of the couple and the guy coming home. I thought that it would basically, like, spark him to be more of a spy on everyone else. So if nothing was to happen at this apartment, right, that maybe something would happen.
But no. They choreographed it too well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They kept him coming back for more.
It was almost, it was kind of painful, though, to watch the whole thing, because it was just, like, Beckett denying him, him like begging for somebody to listen to him the whole time. Mm-hmm. Every new little thing. Oh, there was the rug. Oh, there's a storage facility. So did they have the storage guy in on it too? I mean,
I guess so.
They must have to break them and bring in Gates and have that whole thing happen. I mean, this is elaborate. She's had to be, first off, if they're supposed to be in Bora Bora, she only had 2 weeks to plan this. I mean, this was big news. You got the apartment. I mean,
but she says she had help. She says she had help, so everyone was involved in it. You had the mom who had her actor students. So there was there. Alexis bought the monocular, and so everybody had a part into this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she didn't, Becca didn't do this all by herself.
I liked that, though, that everybody was involved in this episode because it's the 100th episode. Yeah, I think everybody deserved it.
Yeah, and it would make sense that everyone is involved for Castle because he is the star of the show.
Do you feel like Castle's birthday was this time last year, or it's just, and it's just luck that it happens to coincide with the 100th episode and April Fool's Day?
I can't recall.
I don't know.
I don't even recall really celebrating his birthday.
Yeah, it seems like a new thing in the world of them dating.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things now that we've delved into a more personal level on all of these characters, we're seeing things like having a baby and birthdays and all that.
Leaving the precinct more and more.
Yeah, and I like it. I mean, we're still at the precinct. We still had a murder. It's not like they kind of left that part of the show behind, because I feel like some shows will do that. They'll leave that behind for a little bit and visit other places, but they're still staying true to their format, just letting us in on little pieces.
I thought this episode was actually, because like the way Beckett was kind of like playing Castle off, that this was going to be the bump in the road for Castle and Beckett because they have that whole, every episode is like love and affection. We building up on our relationship. We still hiding it from Gates, but this is going to be the episode for his birthday that it just kind of went west.
So does Gates know then?
No, I don't think she knows, and it's a good thing that she wasn't there because they did kiss and embrace in front of everybody.
They asked first if she was there, and then
she said no.
Said no, and that's when he was. Yeah, I know. So then I was like, but she was invited. She knew that Kate had spent weeks planning this thing just because Castle's her friend.
But that's not. I don't think that's something that Gates would immediately think. Okay, so you're planning this big thing for his birthday. Like, it's been 5 years.
But true. It's like everybody's
everyone is involved. Ryan and Esposito, and because she can't stand him, of course she wants to be involved too. So I don't think that.
I think she knows. I think she knows, but she's choosing to put a blind eye to it. I guess just turn the other way. I think it's easier for her to do that. I think we saw her with a little soft spot for Castle a while back when they bonded over that TV show, and you know they found something they both enjoyed, something they had in common. But I think Alexis was, you know, abducted, she was really there to support him. I think Castle grows on people, and he grew on Gates, and so if she does know, it seems as though she's just not saying it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think she's just not saying anything because Beckett is still being productive and Castle is actually helping out with a lot of the murder cases. Mm-hmm. So it's like one of those subjects like, oh, let's not touch it because it might actually cause more harm than good.
Right.
But to go back to what you were saying, I thought there could have been a bump in the road too because she legitimately didn't believe him and that made him really frustrated.
And she got real mad.
Understandably frustrated. And when she was saying, you know, I'm not really going to call you again for a little while because you're being crazy, and he was like, please don't. You know, that was like kind of a biggish argument. But then they all smoothed it over, and then of course the ending redeemed.
Yeah. Well, she was playing her part. I mean, she was really playing the part. And
now we know.
When they were about to go out to dinner and he was going to stay home, I would have been furious. I would have been like, no way. And she was getting mad. And I thought she was going to leave and say, I'm going to go to your dinner by myself.
I thought so too. That's what I thought
she was going to do, because that's what I would have done. But she's like, I'm going over there and I'm going to confront this murderer.
But you know the crazy thing, though? Like, even though when she went over there, she's a cop.
Right.
And like, when the guy grabbed her, it was just like, oh, he grabbed her, and then the lights go off, like, she could not defend herself, as she has been on, like, previous episodes.
It's true. Even without her gun, it's true. She probably would have been able to.
Right, and
he was very built.
He was huge.
Which is ironic, because it's like, you know, it just had to be a hot young couple that's involved in this whole little thing. There just couldn't be normal
regular people.
They're actors, like, Bam. People. They're above average.
Would we have been interested if it was middle-aged mom and dad?
No. Alexis wouldn't have been interested.
No,
she was like, oh, wow.
She's like, he's cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who cares if he's a murderer?
Going back.
Right. Castle was like, do not date him. Do not date him.
Really quick, back to the Gates thing. Being that Gates doesn't really care too much for Castle, wouldn't she, if she knew, wouldn't she want to say something so that there could be some kind of glitch into Castle being there to get him out?
I think, like Larry said, that if you get rid of Castle, you kind of get rid of the dynamic that's been working really well. For the whole...
And the show.
And the show would be done.
But, no, I mean, I think Bam brings up a good point because we really don't know if Gates knows or not.
No, we don't.
They have played it well enough that she could or could not. But it does seem like if... That's clearly the one thing that still hasn't been dealt with. Mm-hmm. And so it seems to me like it would be good storytelling-wise for us to see the reveal happen in front of our eyes and for her to get angry and for something to happen and then it, you know, slowly but surely gets fixed.
I think what would happen if she did if she did find out, but of course she'd probably be like, hey, you know, you can't, like, work at the precinct or anything. But then they'd have this one particular case where they would need Castle. Mm-hmm. So then she'd be like, hey, you know, Castle, can you help us out? So it kind of brings him back into the precincts.
Yeah.
But she'd probably tell Becky, like, hey, don't allow your personal life affect, like, your professional life.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing. That's why they say don't date the people you work with, because when things go sour...
That's right.
You work with each other.
And don't ask us about those experiences,
yes,
Bam.
Yes, Bam, please don't. No. But I also think in this case...
I wasn't even going
there. I love your personal questions.
He's like, not tonight.
But I think for this case, though, since Castle's not really a paid employee, and he's, you know, if things were to go bad, Gates could justify that they can do it as long as things are good, because if they go bad, Castle can leave. I mean, it's not like this is his only job. This is his life, you know? This is something
he's
doing.
There's no contract. There's no breach of contract.
He's just a writer.
Yeah. He's just a writer. I mean, writers are cool.
They're great. They're great, but when you're NYPD, you don't really need them around. So. I mean,
but you know the crazy thing? He hasn't wrote a book about the cases that they're solving.
Well, he focuses on a person, kind of, and that's kind of where Kate came in, and she was like his muse, basically.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of evolved, and we haven't really heard this
was
season
that at the
about
beginning
anything.
Of this season? That was at the beginning of last season, wasn't it? Well, that Nikki Heat came out?
Well, yeah, and we also met one of his previous muses, and that caused tension. Yeah.
Right.
And so...
This is before they
Right, and so that's a pattern of things, and that was a reason we didn't think Becca and Cass would get together, and now they're together, and it seems as though his writing has taken a backseat. We haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah.
I don't think we care, right?
Because No, I don't think we do, but I think that's gone
off.
No,
that's a good point.
Yes, I don't mean it in the sense like, you know, my normal soul who cares, but... We knew that Castle and Becca would get together eventually. So we've seen him. He's a writer. She's a great cop. She's put aside, you know, her issues. Now we're in the fifth season, and we have been waiting for them to get together.
Yeah.
So I can see why it takes a backseat.
What do you think about them toasting to another 100 episodes?
I love it.
I think it's going to be great.
I think it's been great. I think that's a good sign for us. Maybe the writers see something in the future. You don't? What's wrong?
What's wrong?
He's like,
what's wrong? No. Are they jinxing it?
No, I don't think they're going to. That's 10 seasons. I don't think Castle's going to go.
No, I don't think
it's going to go another 5 seasons, because we're at the 5 season mark, and normally in TV, cuz I'm a huge TV buff. There's no secret about that. But normally when the guy and the girl gets together, normally that really is when the show ends. Ross and Rachel?
Ross and Rachel got together a few times.
But
I think they were deliberately trying to balk that trend. I mean, they're trying to make it still be an interesting show, and and they've succeeded. See, I mean, we've been here talking about it for every week about that they've succeeded.
But it's only been one season since they've been together. So we've pretty much have seen what's going to happen. The only thing that...
Babies.
It's going to break up.
The only thing that's going to happen would be pregnancy or marriage.
Or breakup.
Or rough road.
Yeah. Esposito get another woman.
No. Well, I don't think 100 episodes. I think, you know, I think maybe 2-3 more seasons, but I don't think they're going to go another 100 episodes. I don't think they're going to do it.
I mean, I think it's something that you can aspire to.
Yeah.
I think it's nice.
It's also still a really popular show.
Yeah.
It is.
As we all know.
As Castle fans. No, and like I've said, I think it's still garnering new viewers. I still feel like people are really taking a liking to it, especially whereas a channel like TNT is constantly running replays of Castle. They are always on.
Yeah.
And so if you really kind of want to start from the beginning, you can probably start there. You can really start there and catch up. up. And I think that's where a lot of the new viewers are coming. And once you get hooked, I got hooked randomly on an episode and I was like, I have to watch this show. I have to start recording all of it and watch it all on Netflix, Hulu, wherever it was at the time. And so I think maybe not 100 100 episodes, maybe 100 episodes, but I think it's got some life left in it for sure. I hope so.
Well, speaking of catch up, if you guys want to catch up, you guys have 2 weeks because Castle will be returning on April 15th. Mm-hmm. So let's give final thoughts and then let's go into predictions.
I liked it. I thought it was a fun way to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. I liked the lightheartedness at the end where they wheel themselves into the bedroom for some alone time, which I think is a fun aspect of the show because we never really saw, you know, there was no sex talk really for a long time. I mean, Esposito was constantly dropping weird things all the time at inappropriate times. But between two people, we didn't see kind of chemistry, and I like that we're seeing that now. It's goofy, but it's funny.
Yeah.
I felt like that moment when you didn't know if Castle was going to be hurt or thrilled that they pulled off this crazy thing was a really interesting moment, and it could have gone either way, and we kind of knew after a second which direction it was going to go and that it was going to be a big happy ending. But there was a part of me that was kind of with the first version that was a little like, you guys really did a mind trip to me, and that was hard.
But he's into that stuff.
He, as it turns out, yes. If I needed a reminder, he's into that.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that it was a great episode. I mean, especially when you have two different type of murderer. One was kind of like just kind of staged. Well, both of them were staged, you know. But at the same time, it gave Castle a backseat where he still kind of played an important, a vital role in the episode. But overall, I thought it was great. Mm.
I did, too. Like I said, I don't think the murder itself was great, but I like the change that they made for the 100th episode. I like the fact that we didn't see Castle in the precinct. I like the fact that he was, you know, look at this. This goes to show how much he's evolved. He's sitting at home bored in binocular with binoculars watching what he thinks is a murder. And so that just goes to show the growth because 99 episodes ago, he didn't have that experience. He couldn't figure out all of those things. So to watch him sit in the wheelchair and to be able to figure out what he thinks a murder just goes to show that this is something that he's learned 99 episodes.
Like
into,
they knew. Yeah. They knew that he would see the soda that wasn't in the fridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the night of. If he didn't make that connection, they just would have gone out to dinner.
Yeah.
She would have had to make up a reason to, you know.
Yeah.
They were relying on him using all of his skills that he's learned. That he's learned. You're absolutely right.
But you're even looking at the precinct, though, like with Beckett, Ryan, Esposito, they solved the case with that Castle.
Yeah.
For
one time. So it kind of shows like how they've grown their investigation skills. Not saying that, you know, they haven't put a lot of work in before, but tonight they really kind of shown like, hey, you know, we can do this without Castle.
Yeah, boringly.
Yeah, it's not funny.
I mean, it wasn't funny, but we still
that's
got
what they need him for. That's what they need. And also, just to give a shout out, I mean, they made a few mentions to this to the Hitchcock.
Yeah.
But like in a whole season where we've been seeing them really play with all these different genres, it was fun to see them do this sort of suspense genre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good.
All right, so let's go into predictions.
Oh, you almost got it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Prediction.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing that. Do you want me to go?
Sure.
I don't have any real super predictions. I don't think we saw too much going forward. I don't see any bumps in the road anytime soon for Castle and Beckett. I feel like if they're coming at the end of the season. And I think it's going to be kind of, you know, cliffhanger for us for the next season. But outside of that, I really don't see anything. They didn't leave me wanting more. I mean, I want more Castle, but I'm not, you know, looking for new information from them. So I kind of am just expecting a typical Castle episode coming up, unless maybe less between the characters, you know, our main characters, and more murder.
Sure. Agreed. Agreed entirely. I feel like it's going to be fun and silly. And then I feel like if for a long time now we haven't talked about, you know, those dark long-term plots having to do with Kate and her mother, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So maybe right before the end of the season, something's going to come up along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's going to probably be another issue between Alexis and Castle. Just kind of just bring her back more involved into the episodes and everything, and Gates becoming more involved with the episodes. Just kind of just being more of like, you know, hey, I'm your boss. I'm being more involved. You know, I just kind of like Gates just having her opportunity, like, to be more active in solving the crimes.
For me, I don't see a need for us to focus back on Castle and Beckett because we kind of did that for the first part of season five. And so now that we've seen the bumps and the ups and downs, I think it'll get played out if we keep seeing things happen between them. Like, I think what they're doing is give it a rest, write it out so that we can go into, you know, season 6, 7, 8 or whatever, and then get back to the weekly whodunits. And so, because we all like the whodunits, it's great, it's fun, and it's always a roller coaster. So I think they're going to continue to go with the whodunits with the tinge of more Ryan and Esposito.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see them kind of evolve, and Castle and Becca's relationship will kind of take a back seat. But I think that's great for now. And then, of course, those last two or three episodes before we get into the end of season five, then they'll go back to Castle and Beckett.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave us wanting more for the summer, and then come back season six and see what else happens.
Right.
Sounds good.
So we will return back on April 15th, so 2 weeks from now. So let everyone know where you guys can be seen on social media.
Yes, you can find me, Paige Sullivan, on Twitter at Paige Sull. Same thing for Instagram, and you can find me at perfectpaige.com.
You can find me at Samara Bay on Twitter. Please tweet me. And thesmartyattheparty.com. You can tell I'm a smarty because I'm wearing glasses today. We got the memo.
Hey, we got it. And you can find me at Larice Shamar, at True Peoples, and truepeoplesmedia.com.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Big Six Entertainment. So we want to thank you guys for tuning in to another episode here on AfterBuzz TV for the Castle Season 5 100th episode. We want to thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you 2 weeks, April 15th.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.